Like I say, we're glad to be here this evening. There you are. Appreciate the service thus far tonight. Just ask you to pray for us just a minute. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way. Let's do that and feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. I'm going to read you some very familiar scripture tonight. It's familiar to most of you. Let me find it right fast. Seventh chapter, book of Judges. Very familiar scripture, we know. Just pray for us. We're going to start with the first verse. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside the well of Herod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Morah, in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me. Now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 20,000, and there remained 10,000. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down into the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people unto the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, every one that lappeth of the water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise, every one that boweth down upon his knees to drink, and the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you, and deliver the Midianites into thine hand. Let all the other people go, every man unto his place. So the people took victuals in their hand and their trumpets, and he set all the rest of Israel, every man, unto his tent, and retained those 300 men. And the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. It came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, arise, get thee down unto the host, for I have delivered it into thine hand. But if thou fear to go down, go thou with Phurah, thy servant, down to the host, and thou shalt hear what they say. And afterward shall thine hands be strengthened to go down unto the host. Then went he down with Phurah, his servant, unto the outside of the armed men that were in the host. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like grasshoppers for multitude. And their camels were without number, as the sand by the seaside for multitude. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow, and said, behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian, and came unto a tent, and smote it, that it fell, and overturned it, that the tent lay along. And his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel, for into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host. And it was so, when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped and returned into the host of Israel and said, arise, for the Lord hath delivered into your hand the host of Midian. And he divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. And he said unto them, look on me, and do likewise, and behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do. When I blow with a trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch. They had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers and held the lamps in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands to blow withal. And they cried, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the host ran and cried and fled. And the 300 blew the trumpets, and the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all the host, and the host fled to Bethshittai in Zerath, and to the border of Baal-Meholah, unto Tabith. And the men of Israel gathered themselves together out of Naphtali, and out of Asher, and out of Manasseh, and pursued after the Midianites. And Gideon sent messengers throughout all Mount Ephraim, saying, come down against the Midianites, and take before them the waters of Bethbara and Jordan. Then all the men of Ephraim gathered themselves together and took the waters unto Bethbara and Jordan. And they took two princes of the Midianites, Oreb and Zeb. And they slew Oreb upon the rock of Oreb, and Zeb they slew at the winepress of Zeb. And pursued Midian, and brought the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon on the other side of Jordan. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter. We could probably read just a little bit more. We'll stop right there and know that, as I've already said, very familiar scripture, not anything that's any new in that of this scripture as far as we know, but this is what we felt like we need to read tonight, and we've got just a little bit of a thought, and there's a good bit, and we know in this that of Gideon had quite a few people to start with, and probably, I say a lot of times, he probably felt fairly good about the battle when he had 32,000 men and that to go with and all such as that. But the scripture says that the Midianite was like grasshoppers in that of the valley. And that, nonetheless, the Lord spoke to Gideon, and he said, you've got too many. Said, just tell them that are fearful and afraid to go back. And, 22,000 went back. 22,000. And said that he had 10,000 left, and the Lord said, you still got too many. And he said, you bring them to the water, and he said, there, said, I'll divide them. I'll separate them for you. He brought them to the water, and you know the scripture and that we've read, and he wound up with 300 men. And Gideon was not yet, I'll say that he was not yet convinced that they was able to overcome the Midianite. And especially since he only had 300 men. But I want to talk to us tonight just a little bit, brethren, God being our helper, about using what's left. Using what's left. They might be a lot of things, brethren, that we don't have that we used to have. There's things in our churches today, and I'll say this, and we very well know it, brethren, that we just don't have seemingly the people that we used to have. No, we don't. Now, I'm not going to get on to us or get on to you or any such thing like that, but I'll say this. We need to get to the place, my friend, that we can use what's left. I believe the Lord can use what's left. I really do. Now, the Bible said that Gideon didn't give them no swords, and he didn't give them something, my friend, to fight with, but he said he gave every man a trumpet and an empty pitcher with a light in it. And brethren, that's all they had except the Lord. Except the Lord. But he had, and he used what was left. And I believe tonight, I really do, that God's a good one, brethren, to get us in a place sometimes that we don't have the means, brethren, that we used to have. And God gets us in a place to where we'll use what we got. What's left, my friend, is what we'll use. These things, brethren, as people in God's Word, time after time, brethren, that God used them with what they had left. Yes, He did. He used them. My friend, you think about that. Brethren, do you know Elijah got over there to a place? My friend, brethren, that he probably didn't know altogether what to do, but the Lord told him. My friend, when his brook dried up, he said, you go down to the city. My friend, I like this scripture, I really do. He says, there I have commanded a widow woman to sustain thee. My friend, I have commanded. My friend, I've thought about that. Have you? My friend, brethren, you would think, my friend, that God already had this woman waiting. My friend, for Elijah. My friend, that wasn't the case. My friend, brethren, Elijah come down there and found that little widow woman. My friend, and she didn't have nothing. My friend, that she knowed about. Nothing. Bible said that he told her, he said, go in there and bake a little cake. Yes, sir, and bring me a little cruise. Yes, sir, and the Bible says that she spoke to him, and she said, not so, my master said, but we have, me and my sons gathering these two sticks. My friend said, we gonna go in, we gonna eat what we got, and we gonna die. My friend, brethren, that didn't sound like a command, did it? No, sir, it didn't sound like she had much meat in the fridge. My friend, didn't sound like she had much of nothing. My friend, we call it the meal barrel. That's what the book said. My friend, she had already been. My friend, to the meal barrel, she knowed what she had left. Yes, sir. My friend, use what you got left. My friend, there's a lot of folks, brethren. Brad, they giving the Lord what they got left. My friend, after certain things, and I'm not going to get into all that. My friend, I want you to think about it just like this. My friend, using what you got left today. My friend, it might not be what it used to be. No, sir. No. My friend, glory, hallelujah. My friend, I can remember. My friend, we sang the song, says, time has made a change. My friend, in the old home place. My friend, yes, sir, you ride around the country. My friend, and I can show you places, my friend, used to be houses. My friend, yes, sir. And you know what? There ain't nothing left. My friend, except the evidence that a house was there. Yes, sir. How you say, preacher, how can you tell? My friend, they didn't have foundations. My friend, they sat on pillars. My friend, but brethren, about every house had a little a layout. My friend, and most of them had some trees around them. And you can pretty much tell, yes, sir, what was left. My friend, yeah. Yeah, this little woman. My friend, she said, we not got enough. My friend, me and my son gonna eat what we got. My friend, and then we gonna die. My friend, what did it take for her to use what she had left?
my friend, what did it take for her? Hey, my friend, brethren, could we do that? Hey, my friend, could we? Could we use what we got left? You say, preacher, it was just a little old meal. Hey, my friend, you know what Elijah said? He said, go bake me a cake first. Yes, sir. Hey, my friend, brethren, I believe that took something. For that woman, my friend, to go bake that cake. Yes, sir. But it says she baked it. My friend, and she eating, her son eating, Elijah eating. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, and the Bible says the meal barrel wasted not. My friend, you know what she used every time she went to that meal barrel. My friend, I just picture. My friend, she used what was left. My friend, one meal she got all they was. My friend, come time to eat again, she went in there and got all they was again. My friend, you say, preacher, you don't think God filled it up? I believe she had to dig down every time. Yes, sir. My friend, my grandmother. Every time I hear about that, my friend, I can I remember my grandmother. My friend, she had a bin down there in the cabinet. My friend, and that thing had a handle on it, pull out. My friend, is the flour bin. Is the flour bin. Yes, sir. My friend, and I remember looking in that thing. My friend, as a kid, and I'm going to tell you something, folks. My friend, it never was running over. No, sir. My friend, but thank God she had enough in there. Yes, sir, she cooked a meal. Thank the good Lord. My friend, I think sometimes people said, now I might get on to you just a minute. My friend, people says I can't sing like I used to. My friend, well, give us what you got. Glory, glory, hallelujah. My friend, let's hear from you. My friend, all that you got left. My friend, just give it to us. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know why some people can't sing? My friend, brother, they don't give it all they got. They don't open their mouth. My friend, and let her fly. No, sir. No, sir. I ain't talking about you. I'm just going to tell you. My friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I pastor the church. My friend down yonder. My friend. I ain't going to tell the name of it. My friend, we had a lady in the choir. My friend, she is tone deaf. My friend, y'all know what that is, don't you? My friend, brother, I don't know what key she sung in. My friend, but it wasn't the same one everybody else was in. My friend, but I'll tell you one thing. My friend, she didn't mind singing. My friend, yes, sir, she let her fly. My friend, might have been the wrong key, but she didn't know no different. My friend, it did not matter. My friend, you know what she done? She give us what she had. Yes, sir. My friend, sung in the choir, very faithful. My friend, yeah. I just say, preacher, I'd ask her to leave. My friend, what if it was all you had left? My friend, think about it. Yes, sir. My friend, you can read the scripture all you want. My friend, and I'll guarantee you, my friend, the Lord used people that he had left. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. night, friend, four boys, young men, that night, friend, wound up captivity down in Babylon. That night, friend, brethren, they was hundreds of young men. Did you know that? That night, friend, these four wouldn't by themselves. No, sirree, there's hundreds of them. That night, friend, yes, sir. Brethren, no Nebuchadnezzar and them that took them. They thought other things of these young men. They's going to raise them up some. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They had four. That night, friend, there's four, my friend, that wouldn't eat and drink what the king had. Yes, sir. That night, friend, you know who them four belong to? They belong to the Lord. That night, friend, you know what the Lord done? He used all four of them. Thank the good Lord. That night, friend, you don't read about all them others. That night, friend, but you'll read about them four. Yes, sir. God used them. Yes, sir. He used them. That night, friend, now, I don't want everything left over. That night, friend, but I'm just going to be honest with you. That night, friend, there's some things that when Kathy cooks, my friend, she cooks a little more. How now than normal. Yes, sir. How now, friend? Why is that, preacher? Because it gets left over. How now, friend? The dogs don't get it either. No, sir. How now, friend? There's some things, my friend, that's better left over. How now, friend? Preacher, I don't eat leftovers. You don't know what you're missing. How now, friend? Brother, and all them ingredients get together. And my friend, yes, they do. And they get a little age on them. And my friend, yes, sir. And my friend, the next time I eat that, it's normally better than it was first time. Hey, yes, sir. Hey, yes, sir. And my friend, my daughter made some baked beans here a while back. I brought them to the house. It took her. She said, "Fill of that." She said, "They're still warm." I said, "They ain't warm enough." That night, friend. And I said, "I don't like cold baked beans." That night, friend, I don't. I'll just be honest with you. That night, friend, I made her put them in the oven. That night, friend, keep them warm. That night, friend, brother, and I got them out my plate. They was good and warm. And I said, "Now that, that'll work." That night, friend, you say, "Preacher, you're a strange bird." That night, friend, I might be. Brother, but I can tell you a little bit about what's left. Glory, glory, hallelujah. That night, friend, I'm glad God uses what's left. That night, friend, ain't you? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He didn't only use Daniel. That night, friend, he used Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That night, friend, yes, sir. Brethren, and he got his porn over, too. Did you know that? That night, yes, sir. Yes, sir. That night, friend, how many folks got on the ark? That night, friend, how many? That night, friend, how many folks got on the ark? That night, friend, it wasn't everybody. That night, friend, no, it wouldn't. If you'll read your Bible and study it, that night, friend, and just search it out a little bit, you'll find that in the year of the flood was the year that Methuselah died. That night, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, that ain't all. Lamech died also. That was Noah's father. In the year of the flood. Now, I don't know. That night, friend, you say, "Preacher, you saying they didn't get on the ark?" They might not have been there. I'm not telling you. I'm just saying, my friend, they died in the year of the flood. That night, nigh, friend. But in the year of the flood, brethren, they wouldn't but eight. Eight souls that got on that ark. Can I ask you something? Who did God use? He didn't use the rest of the world. Did he not? He used them eight. You say, preacher, we ain't about numbers. No, we ain't. But we are about using what's left. I'm just going to say this. I'll be plain with you. It's the reason the Lord don't give me some things. I have too much attitude. Yes, sir. But I'm just going to be honest with you. If we all going to get the mully grubs, and just the old sires, because people ain't too interested. Thank God we all might ought to go home. We ain't going to get much. Can I say that? Woo! Glory! You say, preacher, you ought not preach like that. Brethren, I tell you, you ought to have a desire to be here. And when, what do you say, Bruce? We're here. Thank God, let's give him our best. You know what God will use tonight? He'll use the best that he's got left. Yes, he will. Yes, sir. Yes, he will. He'll use the best, of what's left. These people lives in this world less limbs. You know that as well as I do. They some of them that drowns in their sorrow and in their sufferings. And then there's others, my friend, that put to use what they got left. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, you know why they make it? Because they're using what's left. My folks. My friend, God's in the business of using what's left. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. My friend, these things, brethren, in the scripture, you just, the book's full of it. My friend, brethren, Elijah, and I'll talk about Elijah. My friend, for just a minute, you know Elijah thought he was the only one left. My friend, yes, he did. Yes, he did. My friend, you know what the Lord told him? My friend, he said, I've got 7,000 that is yet to bow knee. That is yet to bow knee unto Baal. My friend, now I don't know where them 7,000 was. Elijah evidently didn't either. My friend, but God used them. My friend, did he not? He used Elijah. My friend, as long as he is in this world, my friend, he used Elijah. My friend, he'll use you tonight. Yes, sir, preacher, I can't sing like others. I can't pray like others. I can't do this and do that like others. Thank God. My friend, it'd be bad if we was all the same, you know. You might think I'm crazy. My friend, but brethren, I wouldn't really want to live in a world where everybody's the same. My friend, look the same, dress the same. My friend, I just wouldn't. No, sir. No, sir. Glory. Hallelujah. It's got me in trouble sometimes. My friend. It most certainly has. My friend. My boss said something to me one day, and I sort sort of just chuckled. He said, well, it ain't funny. Haven't I, friend? I struck a nerve with him. Haven't I, friend? I said, well, I understand it. You totally. But I said, the truth of it is, there ain't a whole lot I can do about it. Glory. Glory to God. Haven't I? What do you mean, preacher? Haven't I, friend? I may have to work, but I'll tell you, I mean, I'm going to enjoy a little bit of it. Haven't I, friend? If I ain't going to hunt me another. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Haven't I, friend? Haven't I, friend? I thought a lot of times. Haven't I, friend? I'll tell you something. I most certainly will. I get it honest. Haven't I, friend? I really do. My dad, brethren, it was a Saturday thing. Haven't I, friend? We'd leave the house. I was a kid, man. Haven't I, friend? I mean, just a kid. Haven't I, friend? We'd leave a house in one car. Haven't I, friend? We'd come back in another. Haven't I, friend? It wasn't too many Saturdays went by. We wasn't that away. Haven't I, friend? We changed right regular. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I never will forget. Haven't I, friend? My mother got pretty mad. Haven't I, friend? I don't know why I'm telling you this. I'm going to tell it anyway. Haven't I, friend? We left the house in a car. Haven't I, friend? We come back with a frame. Glory, hallelujah. Didn't even have a car. Glory. My friend, I tell you. You say, preacher, preacher, you're to know better. And all such as that, wouldn't be. My friend, wouldn't be, but I get it pretty honest. My friend, I most certainly do. My friend, these things, my friend, that God will even help us with. You know that. My friend, not just spiritually, but naturally. My friend, naturally, he helps us with things. My friend, I've got things down there in my little shed I need to get rid of. My friend, I do. I just really need to get rid of them. My friend, but you know why I don't? My friend, one day I might need them. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I done it one time. I said I ain't never going to do it again. My friend, I had all kind of parts for a certain kind of motor. My friend, and I'd had them, and I'd moved them this side, that side, and everywhere else, and I didn't even have a motor. My friend, they'd fit. No, sir, wasn't planning on getting one. My friend, you know what I done? My friend, I got it up one day. I said, I'm just going to sell it. My friend, get rid of it. This old boy had one like it, and I called him. He said, yeah, I'm interested. And I got rid of everything I had. It was less than a month. Less than a month, I wound up with a vehicle just like it. And you know what? My friend, you know what I needed on that vehicle? I needed everything I sold. My friend, I said, I'll never do it again. No, sir, I got carburetors and everything. My friend, I ain't got a thing. Put them on. My friend, but brethren, if I ever get one, thank God I got a carburetor for it. My friend, an intake, another thing or two. My friend, but listen. My friend, I use what I got left. My friend, the Lord will too. My friend, I need something right now. My friend, working on something. My friend, I ain't got what it takes. My friend, or the right thing that it takes. But my friend, I jumbled around there, and you know what? I found me some things that'll work. Yes, sir. They'll do the job. My friend, you think about it. My friend, now. My friend, the Bible says that the Lord called him 12 disciples. My friend, did he not? Brethren, you read through the scriptures, you'll find that two of them was called the sons of thunder. Boanerges. My friend, I believe the name of them. nigh, friend, Boanerges, they're sons of thunder. Hey, yes, sir. They made commotion. Yes, sir. Not only that, their mother asked the Lord, said, "You, Lord, said, have one of my boys sitting on the right and other and on the left." Glory, hallelujah. My friend, oh, thank God. My friend, did you know that God used them? Yes, he did. My friend, one of them was a devil. My friend, he said it. He said, "I've called you 12 and said, one of you is the devil." My friend, can I tell you something? He used him too. My friend, yes, he did. You don't believe me? My friend, you go to Acts, the first chapter. My friend, after Judas done hung himself. My friend, brethren, they were searching another man to fill his pot. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the scripture says it just like this. For he had his part in this ministry. Yes, sir. Yes, he did. My friend, you don't think God will use my brethren what's left? My friend, the Lord has spoke to Balaam just as plain as he knowed how to speak. My friend, and brethren, when Balaam didn't listen to him, my friend, the Lord spoke to that dumb ass he had. Yes, sir. My friend, God will use what's left. Yes, he will. Why, preacher, I ain't never heard such. My friend, didn't he use him? My friend, used him 3 times. My friend, 3 times. My friend, did he use him 3 times? Did he save his life? Yes, sir. The sword was drawn. The angel was in the way. My friend, brethren, don't you discard what's left. No, sir, don't discard it. My friend, God might have a use for it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can I tell you something tonight? My friend, I ain't counting. My friend, I don't count very much. My friend, I really don't. Brethren, I'll tell you, can I say it like this? I'd just soon preach to use anybody I know. How glory. Glory to God. How you say, preacher, why is that? Because you're here. Thank God. Thank God. My friend, I have. My friend, I have went to Wednesday night meeting. My friend, brethren, I opened the doors. My friend, turned on the lights. My friend, service started at 7. My friend, 7:05, wasn't nobody there. 7:10, wasn't nobody there. My friend, preacher, what'd you do? Well, I didn't just lock up and go home. Thank God I got on my knees and started praying. My friend, next thing I knowed, I was up off my knees preaching. Hell, glory. Preacher, who was you preaching to? It must have been me. My friend, thank God. And I enjoyed every moment. Glory to God. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, preacher, I ain't never heard the beat. My friend, can I tell you something? Brethren, God uses what's left. My friend, if what you have left, my friend, is worth anything, brethren, God will use it. He most certainly will. Well, preacher, it ain't very much. It don't have to be. My friend, it don't have to be. No, it don't. My friend, I've heard and seen people do things. My friend, I saw a woman one night get up. My friend and brethren, she wanted to testify. My friend, she really did. My friend, I don't know what happened, but she couldn't get a word. my friend. Next thing, brother, and she pointed that finger just straight up. My friend, and I'll tell you, you'd have thought, thank God, she gave the best testimony. My friend, that anybody could. People shouting all over the place. You say, preacher, I don't know about that. God used what's left. My friend, yes, he will. He'll use what's left. I've seen a man, I don't know. But I'll tell you, this thing ain't conjured up. Do you know that? My friend, I heard a man say one time, he knowed every note that made old sister so-and-so shout. My friend, but he got fooled. Yeah. My friend, we was in meeting one Sunday morning. My friend, and we had two or three there at the church that sung. My friend, and brother, they got up to sing one Sunday morning. And I want you to know it just like heaven fell. Fell down. And just come right out of the cloud. My friend, brethren, they was shouting all over the yes, they was. And I'll tell you how God works. He uses what's left. Yes, he does. Don't tell me how he does it. My friend, but I'll tell you something. You can't conjure it up. No, sirree. I've been in some of them meetings, too. Yes, I have. Yes, sirree. My friend, yeah. My friend, I got to tell it. My friend, brethren, we come back to church the next Sunday. My friend, yes, sir, we'd already had Sunday night meeting Wednesday night. I don't reckon them count like Sunday do. Yeah. My friend, I just had to throw that in. It won't hurt you a bit. My friend. I'd hate to know, can I say this? My friend, I told a fella one time, I said, my friend, you better hope Lord coming back on Sunday morning or else he can't find you. You say, preacher, you didn't. Yes, I did. My friend, the only time he ever showed up. Yes, sir. Preacher. But listen, my friend, brother, Sunday night went on Wednesday night, come back next Sunday. My friend, and I know that sure as my name's Randy. My friend, somebody going to ask them to get up and sing that song they did last Sunday. Yeah. My friend, and they did. My friend, yeah, get up there and sing that song you sung last Sunday. My friend, they sung it. Yes, sir. I reckon they sung it. I reckon it's the same song. My friend, but it was just as flat as a flitter. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, you ought not tell them things. Why not? My friend, why not, brethren? I don't think you can muster this thing up within yourself. No, sir. I just don't believe it works that way. My friend, no, sir. My friend, I got to tell you this. My friend, we went to that same church. My friend, probably about a year later. My friend, I don't know. We was having singing. We had a singing night. My friend, we was having singing. My friend, I never will forget old Brother Ron Hard showed up. Brethren, the visit. I'm still talking about using what's left. Using what's left. My friend, brethren, and this group we had, they had a name. My friend, you know what I mean? They was a real good group. And they was, Darrell. I'd heard them sing. No telling how many times. My friend, brethren, they got up there to sing. And I'll tell you, they might as well had a wall in front of them. Brethren, it wasn't getting, I doubt it got an arm's length. My friend, I'm honest about it. My friend, and I've never said, I've never been one to say a whole lot. And brethren, they labored. You know what I mean? They labored. I know what it is. My friend, to labor. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I was sitting right there, and Ron was sitting right there. I looked over at Ron, and I said, Ron, I said, this is the driest service I've ever been in my life. And was the pastor. Yes, sir. He just looked at me. Yes, he knows what to say. My friend, yes, sir. And that group, I felt sorry for them. I really did. My friend, trying our best to give what we could. My friend, brethren, and they said, they finally got to the place. They said, well, reckon this going to be our last song. And they knowed it. My friend, the church knowed it. Everybody knowed it. My friend, they sung that song. It just, just like it started. Is just flat. My friend, brethren, when they finished that song, they had done putting up their microphones and they was putting down their instruments and things like that. They're the young man, the youngest one seemingly of the crowd. My friend stepped out of the back there and he said, I've got to say something. My friend, yes, sir. I got to say something. My friend, he said, I should have said this before we ever started. My friend, but the truth of it is, it's probably a good thing he didn't. My friend, the Lord knows things. My friend, but brethren, he got plumb happy. My friend, and started testifying. You know what happened? That dry place, my friend, found some refreshment. Thank God, everybody was on fire. My friend, you know when we left there, you know what happened? My friend, we had four saved that night. Yes, sir, three of them church members. Glory! Glory, hallelujah! You say, preacher, I wouldn't tell people that. Why wouldn't you? My friend, you know what the Lord done? He used what he had left. Yes, sir, he used what he had left. My friend, yes, sir, yes, sir. My friend, any of you read much about Onesimus? Onesimus, I can't even say his name. My friend, what is Onesiphorus? My friend, I believe it is. My friend, Onesiphorus. Now, I might have a for us, and it should be a must. But it's Onesimus, or Onesimus, I guess it is. My friend, yes, sir. And there ain't too many people heard about Onesimus. No, sir, Reeves. You go to the book of Philemon. My friend, and you'll find out about Onesimus. My friend, you'll find out that old Paul held Onesimus. My friend, pretty high. My friend, in regard to what he had done. My friend, God, people don't have to know your name. My friend, people don't know, don't have to know. My friend, what you are. My friend, and where you from. My friend, brethren, you let God get a hold of you. My friend, and brethren, brethren, thank God, God will magnify you. Did you know that? Yes, he did. I find it real interesting. I'll bring my remarks to a close. My friend, can we use what's left? Can we use what's left? Can I say this? My friend, this is what we got left. Let's just use it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I don't know about you. My friend, the Lord's blessed me. He's blessed me more than I'm worth. Yes, sir, preacher, you ain't never struggled, have you? My friend, I can't hardly remember much time I ain't struggled. But I think sometimes, my friend, I might have to just be in a struggling state. My friend, for the Lord to get a hold of me. Yes, sir, and I'm fine with that. My friend, might as well be. Might as well. When I was a young man, I had some plans. Yes, sir. There wasn't really anything wrong with my plan. Do you know that? My friend, just one thing. My friend, evidently it wasn't God's plan. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm honest about it. My friend, I thought it was a legitimate plan. My friend, I really did. My friend, and I'm so hard-headed. My friend, I wouldn't listen to the Lord. My friend, preacher, was you saved? Yeah, I was saved. And I still had a plan. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, but brethren, I tell you, he showed me. My friend, he showed me. My friend, I wasn't against him. I wasn't going against him. I wouldn't try to go against him. My friend, but he showed me my plan wasn't going to work. My friend, you know when I learned my plan wasn't going to work? My friend, when I done all I could to make it work. Yes, sir. And everything I done, my friend, it just went backwards. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Old Russell Hood said, my friend, y'all might have heard him. My friend said, the Lord laid, they was having a meeting down at Liberty, I believe, Liberty, over in Ellijay. My friend said he'd been in revival and he was tired and what have you. And he said his grass was so deep. My friend, he said, I'm just got to stay home and cut my grass. My friend, and he said, the Lord the whole time was on him, said, you ought to go down there at Liberty. You ought to go down there at Liberty. My friend, you say, preacher, God don't speak that way. Well, who told you that? Who told you? Well, preacher, I ain't never heard the Lord in an audible voice. My friend, I've heard him shout. Yes, sir. Glory. Glory. My friend, anyway, old Russell said he got down there and he said that lawnmower wouldn't crank for nothing. They said he'd got aggravated and he'd pulled and he'd done and he'd changed and done all he knowed to do. My friend, you know what he said? He said, it's about 7:15. He said, I ain't got time to get ready. My friend, even if I did go. My friend, the Lord said, go like you are. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, he wound up going. My friend, just like he was. My friend, I think he wound up preaching that night. They had one or two saved. My friend, you know what? He is glad he went. My friend, that's sort of how I'm stubborn. I'm stubborn. My friend, you may not be stubborn. I'm stubborn. My friend, brother, I just about had to break a leg, my friend, for me to just give up. My friend, let the Lord take care of it. You know why? Because I can fix it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I ain't went. I ain't went as far as the old Russell went. My friend, but I went right up to the door before, my friend, just had time to get there. My friend, if I was going, I've cut the mower off and parked it. My friend, just run in the house and change, get ready, and go. Yes, sir, and I know where I was going to. Yes, sir. God will still use what's left tonight if we'll give it to him, folks. If we'll just give it to him. I don't know your heart. I really don't. I don't know what you stand in need of. And I'm as honest as I can be. I've learned a few things. I learned one thing about me in particular. I learned my plan wasn't going to work. And I still think it wasn't a bad plan. But I found out that the Lord really knows how to take care of us. Do you know that? If we'll let him. Preacher, don't you trust the Lord? I believe I do. I believe I know what trust is. I believe I trust the Lord. But they just sometimes, when the Lord gets a hold of me, I get ornery. The only way I know to put it. I just get ornery. And sometimes I don't even know why I'm ornery.
Well, the number one thing is I'm not letting him have his way. Oh, preacher, it don't work that way. Why don't it? Just use what you got left. The Lord will take care of the rest. I've had throat trouble preaching, allergies, sinus trouble. Didn't even know what sinus was. I still blame it on old swine flu shot. I didn't know what sinus trouble was till I got that thing. And I've had it ever since. Probably ain't got nothing to do with it. Been told more than once that my vocal cords never would make it. Stripped them. You got to simmer down. You got to slow. You got to quit talking. I didn't tell them what kind of preacher I was. For the most part, didn't even tell them I was a preacher. Do you know what? Sometimes my throat gets to the place I can't talk. I just can't. My medicine now just kills me. Dries me out so bad. Neither here nor there. The Lord has took care of me. And I have tried to give Him what I've got left. I'm honest. There's some things that the Lord expects from us. Do you know that? He expects something from His children. If we're a child of God, He expects some things from us. I had three, and they were some things I expected from them. I really did. I think it's just right that the Lord expects something from us. We may not can shout. We may not can sing. We may not can do a lot of things like other people. But I do believe whatever ability you have, I believe God will use it to the utmost. Randy Woodall, and I didn't know this, but I got to preaching one morning about members of the church. Randy Woodall played the bass down there at Plainview. And I'm going to tell you something. I believe he put his all in it. And I was preaching one morning and I got to talking. I said, Randy, I said, I don't know. I've never talked to him, never asked him about it or this and that. I said, but I doubt he can play any other instrument. He might have been a musician. I don't know. I really didn't know. You know what he told me? At the end of the service, he said, you're right. He said, I don't even know how to play. He said, the Lord spoke to me and told me to get a bass guitar. He said, you know what? He said, I went and bought a bass guitar. Next thing you know, he is playing in the church, bass. And he can do it. He can play it. I mean, just right on chord, he can do it. Lord can do mysterious things with me and you. But we're going to have to give Him what's left. What's left. I hope you got something out of the message. I've enjoyed it. I appreciate you putting up with me.